And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is out today. He's sick. But, oh boy, do we have a great show to wrap up 2019 for you. Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute is here. We're going to be talking some fishing aboard the Tribute and a lot more, talking about what's going on for the what happened for you for 2019 and what can we expect for 2020. Stay tuned. This is Southern California Sports Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Hey, Pete Gray here. Ricky's out sick today. Hopefully he's going to feel better and be back strong for 2020 here, beginning of the year. But, whoa, what a great guest to wrap up 2019 here. Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, gang.
Hey, great to have you. And, wow, what a year, man. I mean, you were the guy that kept us informed, and we want to thank you very much for all those great calls that you gave us and on-the-water reports. What a year, huh?
Well, you know what? It's still kind of going.
Yeah.
We're doing our maintenance right now. We're painting the boat. We're redoing our heads, replacing some carpet, you know, just nice. kind of typical preventive maintenance and just making the boat look better. But as far as I know, the guys that were out yesterday still caught some yellowtail, still saw some bluefin. So I don't even know if it's really considered like an extended season anymore. It's just become the norm.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem to be going anywhere, right?
You know what? I don't think that bluefin's going anywhere.
Yeah.
I think this is, you know, they can talk about cycles all they want, and, you know, this isn't known, but the studies only go back so far. The amount of bluefin around now that we've seen for, like, what is it, the last 4 or 5 years?
Yeah.
They don't really go anywhere.
Yeah.
They might move around. They shift. They follow bait. They follow warmer water, cleaner water, whatever it might be. But I don't think the bluefin in Southern California have really left in the last 4 years.
Yeah. And the yellowfin stayed. It seems like they stayed longer than they normally do, right?
You know what? The best yellowfin fishing we've had all year was in December.
In December? Was that trip that you called in and you were just getting them?
It was the last day of November, turned December, but we had some of the best yellowfin fishing, and they were nice. They were nice, nice fish. You're talking like 30 to 50-pound fish. I know some people were calling them bigger, but that, on average, 25, 30-pound fish were our average size fish.
They were ridiculous,
yeah. And they were biting.
Yeah.
We had people coming out and, you know, talking about, okay, well, can I donate these? I'm going to, you know, give them to friends, donate them to charity, or whatever it might have been. And they said, you know, I have plenty of fish in the freezer, but I can't get over this. And I said, why wouldn't you take advantage of it? It's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's amazing.
The amount of fish and close to home too, right?
Some of our trips, it's same thing. I mean, we've seen a lot of fish close to home over the last several years. When I first started working in San Diego, it was pretty common to get on an overnight boat, run 50 or 60 miles. That was it. You're fishing outside of Ensenada, if nothing else, down below Rosarito, or out to the west, whether you're fishing albacore or not. A lot of this now, you know, one day trips, you're fishing almost till dark, if not until dark. We had,
that's pretty awesome.
It was a trip late November, and there was only a handful of boats out. So the fish had been moving anywhere from 5 to 10 miles, a day. And if you had a trip or, you know, a period of time where there wasn't boats out daily, it was a scatter. You had to go find them. So they might have moved north, they might have moved southwest, whatever. And we started going to the southeast, and we were actually when I think Taro on the Liberty ended up finding them, and we were like 22 miles out of position at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And it turned into one of those things, you know, full-blown, you know, 11 and a half knots trying to get back up to where the fish were, which coincidentally were like 16 miles from San Diego.
16 miles from San Diego.
We rolled up there. We had one stop, and we had limits for our guys. I think we were done in like an hour and a half, 2 hours. But we ended up finishing right just before dark.
But you were only 16 miles from home.
And we still got in at 8:30.
Gee, that's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome.
It's amazing. Yeah. Body of water that's been outside anywhere from usually up around the 302 or just below the 43 at the corner of the border.
Yeah.
That area down towards the 425 has just been it's been golden. I mean, if you don't know where to go late summer, you can just head that direction and start looking. And it's usually the warmer water around, and it usually works out. So it's pretty darn good.
What can we attribute this abundance of tuna and fish around, or bluefin, yellowfin?
Good timing.
Yeah.
A lot of bait? It could be, the amount of bait that we've seen over the last few years, especially locally, it kind of turns your stomach a little bit. You start driving through bait ball after bait ball, or, you know, you're fishing close to home, you get out there, you stop before daylight, and you wake up in the morning, and it sounds like it's raining, and it's the amount of anchovy that's around.
Oh!
I know we haven't seen it in our bait receivers for, I guess, a number of different reasons, but you see so much bait. At times, we've actually had to move just to keep from clogging up the screens on the intakes, on the mains, and it's not quite like squid where it's going to, you know, black out the boat. It's going to end up clogging your screens so bad, but you end up changing your screens on your sea strainers, And there's anchovies in them.
Anchovies. Yeah, because there's so much abundance that's sitting under the boat. They have to seek refuge somewhere, right?
Well, yeah, up against the bottom of the boat. Yeah. It's interesting to see how much bait comes up in the dark. You start to see it right before sundown, and it's just all of a sudden you're seeing it on the sonar and the up and down fish finder. It's just bait ball after bait ball, and then during the middle of the day, you realize which ones got stuck on the surface because they're getting eaten.
Oh, man. So much fun. Well, tell us about the Tribute. Those of our listeners that may not be familiar with the Tribute's great boat out at Seaforth Sport Fishing.
The Tribute started its life as the Polaris 3, built by Dittmar Donaldson and designed by Bill Poole.
Wow.
Very, very nice fishing platform, low to the water. Wide, it's 80 feet long, 24 feet wide, lots of rail space, and it's something that you really have to give not only Dittmar Donaldson credit for, but Bill, as far as designing the boat. There's trying to get around the corner, trying to get up the side, past a couple of passengers, there's a lot of room up the side, big wide back deck, I mean, very user-friendly bow, you're not leaning up against the rail, it was designed to fish.
Yes.
You see some of these boats that were built as maybe long-range yachts or whatever, where there's a lean in the bow where you have to lean up against the rail.
Yeah.
This isn't like that. It's it is specifically designed as a fishing platform.
By the man, Bill Poole.
The legend. If you walk into our galley, the on our port side, it kind of has a history of the boat, and that was given to us by Ingrid,
yeah.
by Bill's Ingrid Poole. Wife.
Yeah.
Stein Poole came down and did the framing and everything,
yes,
but
I've
it does.
It. It's pretty awesome.
It shows the boat being christened. It shows the procession going out after Bill had passed away, and but I mean, really. Having an input from a local fisherman, legend captain,
yeah.
As far as how he wanted to have the boat put together, it's amazing how user friendly it is.
So, did the Polaris 3 or now the Tribute precede the Searcher? Was Searcher after
the Searcher was built? Like, and it,
Searcher, Art was here yesterday with Mike, and
I saw that 50
years old. So when was the Tribute built?
It's 53 years old.
53 years old. So it was just before the Searcher.
The Polaris 2, the Prowler, then my boat, and then the Searcher, they were all built like 3 years apart. And you want to talk about somebody who had some drive and want to get further down, build bigger boats, build more comfortable boats. Building one of those boats every 3 years, if you did it now, it'd cost you...
Oh.
Millions.
Yeah, you can't even imagine what a double planked mahogany hull with thousands of brass silicon screws
would cost. Mine and the Prowler, the majority of the Dittmars are single plank. It's a single 2-inch plank.
Single, yeah. Boat.
The Searcher's double plank.
Yeah.
But it's funny and it's amazing how long they last.
Yeah.
As long as you take care of them. And there's a fair amount of maintenance that goes into play. But
oh, yeah.
I guess Ingrid was really, really excited that my boat was the first of Bill's that had the heads on the inside.
On the inside.
Instead of walking out and walking up the side of the boat to the heads.
Yeah.
The fact that these were built... The entrance to our heads are just in the beginning of our galley, and I guess that was her thing.
Yeah.
She didn't care about whatever else, fishing-wise.
Right.
That was her big thing, was the fact that the heads were located on the inside. You didn't have to go outside to take a shower or whatever. And, it's the
which
boat,
makes a lot of sense.
Well, no, yeah, you don't want to go outside.
Yeah, especially while you're underway, right?
Well, especially when you're offshore fishing in December.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
locally,
no doubt about that.
For yellowfin.
And the boat, the Tribute has stateroom accommodations?
It has staterooms up the side. Our main bunk room sleeps 36. We have staterooms for half a dozen. It still blows me away. The boat was designed to carry 56 people.
Wow.
I don't want to
see. Back in the Albacore years.
I don't want to see 56 people on an overnight trip on my boat.
No.
Even on our, when we do our, occasionally we'll do 3-quarter day trips, if we're running back up to the San Diego or we get in from a day and a half trip. And at 42 is what we limit it to. And that seems like a lot of people.
So what's your normal load when you're doing a one-day or day-and-a-half offshore trip?
Our normal normal open party load is 36 during the season, and then we try to go to limited load as soon as we can. It's 32. Uh-huh. That way there's extra bunks for stores. There's just more room in the rail, the bait tank, the galley. And then the longer our trips get, the more we limit them. Like our two-day trips are limited to 28. Usually if we do a 3.5 day, we try to limit it to 21, which is very, very comfortable.
That's comfortable.
And we have, we pick up more and more charters each year. All of our weekends are gone until October.
Wow.
And we have, charter groups that bring out 18, 19 guys. And the crew says it's a day off. You know, 18 or 19 guys on a 60 or 65 foot charter boat is kind of cramped. On an 80 foot boat, it's like,
it's plenty wow, of this, room.
You know, you have a handful of guys in the galley or whatever, and everybody's fishing across the stern, and there's plenty of rail space. Yeah. It really is. It seems like it's a day off.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, it's a great boat. So do you have a shining moment of 2019 that really stands out on a particular trip that you were on this year? And I was like, man, that was just such a great trip.
I would have to say it's November and December.
Really?
Anywhere in that time period where you're kind of pinching yourself, and it's weird because a lot of our crew members are young, yeah, and they have no idea what it was. You know, when I first started working down here, it was mid-90s. I was up in Ventura before that, but you come down, and our normal season was if you started running in June, that was exceptional.
Yeah.
If you ran until late October, that was great.
Yeah.
The rest of it was whale watching, boat work, sitting at home trying to figure out how to spread out your money. Now you have your crew member complaining about time off in November and December. Like, hey, man, can I get some time off? And it's like, you have no idea what this is like. And the fishing that we experienced in November and December was, it
best
was
of the year,
it was
right?
Amazing.
Yeah.
The quality of the yellowfin, just how well they bit. I mean,
the nice mix of bluefin with the yellowfin, right?
Well, that's the thing. Is a lot of our trips, you go out and you knock out limits of 30-pound yellowfin, and then you go look for 200-pound bluefin.
Like, yeah.
Like, this is, you know, and you start seeing a lot of the long-range boats fishing up here locally.
Sure.
And it's because in a lot of their situations, a lot of their jackpot fish were caught 30 miles from home or less.
Yeah.
You know, you go out on an 8 day, you go down to the rocks and you have great fishing, or you go catch wahoo, and then you come up here and you get a good day on bluefin, and that's where your jackpot fish are coming from.
Yeah. Well, we can only hope 2020 is a repeat fishing year of 2019, right? Because I would take that.
Don't ask me about albacore because I've given up on trying to predict that.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be nice if they showed up, but if this keeps happening, I'm okay with it.
We're okay with it, yeah. No kidding. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about here on Let's Talk Hookup. And if you want to join us, toll free, 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Captain Mike has brought in an incredible deal for you today. A day or a day and a half trip, depending on your schedule and Mike's schedule and such like that, in 2020, going to give one lucky caller a trip on the Tribute, a day or a day and a half, sometime in 2020. That's very, very generous, and thanks to Mike and the Tribute. And when we come back, we're going to take your phone calls, talk more to Mike, talk about great fishing moments of 2019 in your life. You stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun.
Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Pete Gray here with Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute. We're giving away a day or day and a half trip on the Tribute in 2020. That's going to be a great time. We want to hear your favorite fishing moments of 2019, and we also want to find out what's going on with Mike. So you want to get through, 833-288-0973. All the lines are full now, but just keep on trying. You'll get through. Now, I've been checking your website out, Mike. You can actually book charters now and book you when you're online, which you're not right now with trips. You actually can book online at TributeSportFishing.com.
You can, or you can just give me a call. My cell number is pretty straightforward. It's the same one that's on our business card. It's 619-246-3114. We have we are an open party boat, but we have picked up more and more charters throughout the year. Yeah. All of our weekends are booked, basically.
All booked for 2020.
Well, yeah, July through October.
Wow.
And it's funny. I have a passenger that had fished with me for years on the International Star, on the Cat Special. A guy named Steve Seeger, who used to be part of Beverly Hills Police Department. He came out and fished with us here recently. And he goes, well, how do you feel about booking a trip later in the year, like late October, November? And I was like, honestly, I would be more comfortable to book a trip in mid-November the way it's been than I would in July.
Wow.
It's July can be good. If we see albacore back, June and July is going to become a huge thing.
And it could be those big bluefin in July, too.
Well, and we had – it was funny kind of looking at our schedule last year, what trips we ran and how it worked out. We did our maintenance last year in March, and I know there's still some fish biting. July was among our slower months of the year.
Wow.
And yeah. I know that
so
sounds,
now
that
okay,
crazy.
So you're starting about charters in July, but you're going to be running open party. You know what happens between January and July?
Oh no, we'll be online here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
we're painting right now. We just got out of the boatyard. We hauled out at Larson's Boatyard up in San Pedro, which has become a thing, especially for the plank boats. We were hauled out next to the Searcher, next to the San Diego, and before we left, the Old Glory was up there next to us.
Wow.
It's the type of lift system that they have. It's a rail system. It's very, very user friendly for plank boats. I mean, I think we can all kind of, if you know anything about what's happened this year, hauling out a big plank boat the wrong way can, you know,
can break the boat.
It can go the wrong direction really, really quick.
Yeah.
So it's a very user friendly boatyard for these bigger plank boats. We just got out of there, spent a week and a half. We're painting the house, the wheelhouse, redoing our heads, redoing our countertops, replacing the sinks, replacing our carpet, adding a generator, which is huge.
Wow.
The boat is, has had one generator for 53 years, and it's odd to say that one of the most reliable components on the boat used to be a generator, and as technology has gotten better, generators have gotten worse. Imagine that.
Too many electronics.
Well, that, and that's it. It's the components that go with it. So we're going to be adding a generator here.
So this will be a backup generator?
Yeah, I mean, being able to switch back and forth.
Okay.
I mean, just it's on a boat like that, the fact that it's only had one is amazing. We're a Zone 2 boat, which means that we can fish down below Cedros, down mm-hmm. to Abrejos. And for a boat like that, it's just grandfathered in to where we kept that range with one generator. Now we're adding a second one. And that just really adds more reliability.
Makes safer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're
well, everything's relying on, even the engines are relying on electronics now. You got to have that backup.
It's
right?
Crazy. We had Jeff on the Freedom had he has the same main John Deere's that we have. Uh-huh. And he was doing some work with John Deere, and he goes, hey, man, can we come down and take a look at your engines? And the group that came down, basically, it's just like your car. Plugged into the computer, gave me a printout on how the engines have been ran, the fuel burn, 94,000 gallons in the last 3 years.
Wow, that's a lot of fuel.
And that's
94,000 gallons.
That's fuel efficient. They're a lot more efficient than they have, but when you're running... you know, 200 days a year. That,
yeah.
I looked at that, and then you start, okay, well, that's based on about $3 a gallon. I was like, oh.
That's a big
man.
Bill. Yeah, but that's a lot of trips, too. Well, the phones are packed. They want to talk to you, Mike. So let's go ahead and jump into them. Talk to Scott in San Diego. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for joining us on the final show of the decade. Hard to believe that, huh?
Yeah. That is something.
Yeah. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Great.
I had a question for Captain Mike in the 2020 season, if he was going to do like 1.75 days or any like three-day trips for targeting those big bluefin or just to be out on the water a little bit longer.
We are going to have our schedule is going to be going up. Like I said, we have picked up more and more charters, and that does – charters They come first as far as booking scheduling, and that's something that'll be going into the work here shortly. And honestly, with the way fishing's been for the last couple of years, and I'm not going to say there's no reason to get on a longer trip, but you go out on a three-day trip and you're fishing next to the three-quarter-day boat or the overnight boat for 3 days in a row, it's hard for me to do that.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean... like I said, and we try to.
But that's where the fish were.
We try to base
right?
our
yeah.
trips on demand, and we
yeah.
usually put our schedule up about a month in advance. If the fish are 16 miles or 20 miles or 30 miles from San Diego, you're not going to see us doing 2.5 day trips. It's going to be what's in demand. If you're, and this same thing, it's nice to get on a little bit longer trip. You have a little bit more time in case the fish move. It's also kind of awkward to be looking at San Diego 14 miles away at dark and knowing that you're out till the next morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But hey, it's fun being on the water.
There will be some longer. Usually our
sponsors
trips.
And, you know, it's hard to predict sometimes.
It's borderline impossible.
Fishing. Right, yeah.
But our sponsored trips are almost always 2 days or longer. That does give you 2 days to catch, you know, you can do 2 days worth of limits. If you do have to run 150 miles, that's there. But as far as our standard open party trips, we do the best we can to predict what's going on. And we usually put our schedule up about a month in advance, which sometimes backfires, but usually you can see what's, the procession of the fish and what's happening. But most of our our sponsored trips are going to be 2 days or longer.
All right. Hey, very good. Hey, Scott, you have a great moment from fishing in 2019 you want to share?
Yeah, it'd have to be early in November when that nice 30 to 50-pound yellowfin was around and the 200-pound bluefin were mixed in. And I wasn't on the Tribute, unfortunately, but I was on the Pacifica, and we got, like, limits of yellowfin and a couple of those 200-pounders, so it was pretty exciting.
Sweet.
You know, it's another good operation. They do a great job. And the fact that you can do that locally It's still amazing, it's going to happen, I assume. Maybe it doesn't, and that'd be awesome. But where we go back to catching the actual school-size yellowfin, and where, you know, when you go to drop the yellowfin in the fish hold, it doesn't take two hands per yellowfin to pull them out of the kill box. But, I mean,
take it while we can. Hey, Scott, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973. John in Los Alamitos, you're up. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. My question to Mike is, are we going to see any exotics like big-eye tuna?
You know, there was some in the count this year. We never saw one. I have seen really, really good yellow, or I'm sorry, big-eye fishing in the, I would say in the late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
When I was working on the producer, we had about a two-week period where the big-eye were around. The first big-eye I had ever seen was on the producer. I think it was 97 or 98.
Wow.
And
you were working for Ray Sobia.
I was working for Ray.
Wow.
I had four big-eye on the boat before our first troll fish came in because they're eating the gaff.
Oh, my.
Which I just... You say that to people now, and it's so mind-blowing. But when those things bite, and I'd love to see them again. You know, people talk about, oh, man, these things are big-eye. They're not yellowfin. I said, no, those are just big yellowfin. If you see them side by side, they're completely different.
Yeah, totally different look.
In the last 5 years, we've seen wahoo locally. I almost have to say that we are seeing exotics. We're seeing, you know, giant, well, really, really nice grade yellowfin that you'd only see down at Guadalupe or at Eleos Rocks. And then you're seeing, 300-pound bluefin locally. And I would imagine this year you're going to see the first 400-pound bluefin come on one of these boats.
Okay.
They get
We're
bigger.
Ready for that. Hey, John, do you have a great moment from 2019 in your fishing career?
Yeah, I got to go on the tribute on 4th of July. And fishing was really tough, but we were down like by Rosarito, and the fish were pretty close. And I happened to get a bluefin and a yellowtail, so I was grateful on 4th of July.
That's pretty
nice.
Combo. Yeah, that is. Hey, have a great 2020. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Paul and Bellflower, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How's everybody doing?
Fantastic. Happy New Year.
Awesome. Me too. Yeah, Happy New Year. My question is for Mike. How did you get your start? How did you get involved with the boat, and how did you get in? How did you get your start?
Oddly enough, I grew up in Fillmore, up in Ventura County. Loved to fish as a kid. Fished Lake Piru. Actually had the Fillmore fish hatchery within walking distance of my house.
Wow.
It just so happened the bigger trout were in the stream behind it. You weren't allowed to fish there, but somehow we managed.
Somehow.
To. Yeah. The biggest problem with that was learning that spinning reels, the sound of the drag on a spinning reel usually gives you away at night. So that became a little bit of an issue. But my mom was a waitress up in Ventura in Fillmore. We moved to Ventura when I was like 10 years old. She went to work at a restaurant called Pacific Currents. It used to be Scotch and Sirloin. Coincidentally, the people that own the restaurant also own Ventura Sport Fishing.
Oh, okay.
So that's where that came into play. I started getting on a boat. Different work ethic back then, apparently. But I had a paper route, and after my paper route, I'd go jump on a boat.
Wow.
Worked on boats like the Captain Midnight, the Sea Angler. That's where I met Bill and Pat Cavanaugh when I was a kid.
Oh, wow.
Worked with them. The first guy that I worked for, I think, was Bill Cavanaugh. I was 10.
No kidding.
I think I got $3.
Wow. Wow.
But that pretty much started it. Ever since then, I spent every weekend and summer on a boat, which probably kept me out of a lot of trouble. Worked on the Pacific Eagle, the Mirage, for years while I was up there throughout high school, and then moved to San Diego in the mid-90s. I went to work on the Coral Sea. I knew Franker City from Ventura and came down and worked with him in the summer, I think, of 96, and then I stayed in San Diego. Went to work on the producer after that, came down with basically nothing. Lived on the boat for part of the year before I got an apartment. But that was when I was 19, got my captain's license when I was 20, and, you know, it's kind
never
of...
Never looked back.
Kind of a thing.
Wow.
First boat I ran was the Excel when I was...
The Excel.
I think I was 23.
Yeah.
Talk about...
Yeah, you're on the Excel for how long, working for Bill Poole?
For six solid years, and then worked with the guys off and on, you know, throughout the winter.
Yeah.
When I was off, when I was running, like, the Cat Special, the International Star, I'd work on there during the winter for the guys, worked with Sean... But the first trip I did on the Excel, I was so nervous. I got on the PA when we were pulling away from the dock, and I told everybody we were going to be stopping by the fuel dock to pick up our load of bait on the PA. Billy Santiago was on the Royal Polaris, and he called me. He goes, "Did you just say you're going to the fuel dock to get your bait?" And I was like, "I'm a little nervous." It was a 7-day soft steel burns trip.
That's pretty cool. That's great. Hey, Paul, do you have a great moment you want to share from 2019 in your fishing days?
Yes. On one of my charters on the Fury, in November, we slayed the bluefin and the yellowfin. It was great grade also.
There we go, November again.
Well, that and I know fishing up north was a little bit slower, but it was funny to have my guys up on top of the wheelhouse, and they're like, what boat is that?
Yeah.
Well, that's the Fury.
Fury from Dana Point.
Well, yeah.
From Dana Worst Sport Fishing.
Yeah. You start getting some of the boats coming down that they've never seen before. And we did Jeff on the Thunderbird. I mean, there was a lot of those guys. The fishing down here was really good.
Yeah.
The fishing up there was a little bit slow. But I just thought it was funny. Guys up top and going,
I've never
seen that boat before.
Hey, Paul, thanks for sharing. A happy new year to you. And that does free up 833-288-0973. You want to get through, talk to Mike, give us your favorite moment of 2019. There's your chance. You have a chance to win a day or day and a half trip on the Tribute sometime in 2020, thanks to Mike. And when we come back, more of your phone calls. We're going to get a catch for it, find out what's biting out there on this chilly December morning. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjacks, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey, this is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. 2018 was a fantastic season on Cedros, and we are so jazzed for 2019. We are the only tour group serving Cedros that is now flying all of our trips conveniently from Southern California. Yep, you heard me right. SoCal. No more rod fees, no more overweight charges, no more parking fees, no more border waits. Just a nice private charter flight down to the island where we will have you fishing that day. That's right. We arrive at Cedros by 10 a.m., so be prepared to fish hard that first day. Yep, all included here at Cedros Kayak Fishing. Don't want to fish from a kayak? No problem, as we have also added a brand new custom 28-foot Super Ponga to our lineup to accommodate our growing demand to provide Ponga trips. We are the small group specialists. If you are looking for a more custom-style trip with a personal feel, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Visit our website at www.cedroskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507 to secure your spot.
And welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Pete Gray here, along with Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing, having a great time. Boy, let's talk about that staff at C4 Sport Fishing. Man, what a great group you work with over there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That guy, Marcos, on the radio, Johnny Amati, the whole group.
Couldn't ask for any more, right. And somehow they seem to be incorporating puppies at work. So, like Jeff Amati has a little yellow lab, and if there's no other reason to go in there, it's for the dogs.
For the dogs, yeah. And they have a great tackle store, too.
Well, the tackle store, Dustin does a great job. Everybody there does. And the parking is something that you just can't get anywhere else.
Yeah.
You can't. It took years. I worked out of H&M Landing, Point Loma, Fisherman's Landing, all great landings. During the summer, you actually had to show up half an hour earlier, just to find parking. It took parking up on the street. There was a period of time we used to park at Bill Poole's house when we worked on the Excel and we'd carpool down, so you only had one vehicle there. Even go into detail about the street sweeping and getting towed away during a long range trip. That's not something passengers would really have to deal with. But when you find out they did street sweeping 2 days into an 18-day trip and you had to go get your car out of impound, that was always fun.
Not fun.
But
the parking is great.
Seaforth, all the parking you could wait. To complain about the parking at Seaforth means that you had to park on the street and walk 150 feet.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Hey, well, let's find out what's biting out there. The Catch Report today, sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks. Hey, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. The answer? It's the Gamakatsu Nautilus HD, the heavy duty. The Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available in a solid ring or a standard hook. Get it now at selected tackle stops and get ready to be bit. And let's start up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, Captain Brian Woolley. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going in there?
Good morning. Doing great. We're talking about the fury during the season fishing that yellowfin and bluefin.
Yeah, Marcus made the run down there. I know I heard you guys talking. Yeah, the mystery boat's coming from the north.
The mystery boat from the north.
Yeah. Good stuff. Well, hey, our week here, you know, it was a good week. Short a little bit, you know, with the holiday. Obviously, we didn't fish Christmas. We had a day or two of some of that weather, wet and a little bit of wind that kept us off the water. But I'd say more or less it's been the same as it has been here for us. You know, the half-day fishing was day-to-day depending on the conditions. Some wind and some dirty water, a lot of runoff this last storm. So some of that inside stuff kind of got washed out with some dirty water. But the days that we had the right conditions and things were together, it's a good half-day fishing. The sheephead fishing has been great. I know I've talked about this the last couple of weeks, but this stuff has been a lot of fun. Some real bruiser fish in the shallows. You know, having to fish 40, 50, 60-pound line in 15 feet of water is a good time for sure. So,
yeah.
You know, some real nice ones, something fun to do when, you know, things are starting to slow down. Shrimp baits, the shrimp was certainly the best bet on those things. But we did have some good bass action, too, on the live bait. You know, nothing super spectacular, but, you know, you can catch a fish on a flatline sardine in December. It's always a fun deal here along the coast. So water temperature is certainly putting a squeeze on that stuff for us here. So starting to slowly see the temp drop along the beach here. On the three-quarter day stuff, you know, mixed bag rockfish kind of deal for us on these trips still. Some nice sculpin and some whitefish in that mix as well. Again, the double dropper loop setup certainly fish the best. And then the guys coming with a good assortment of torpedo sinkers, anything from like 8 to 16 ounces. You know, you can make that adjustment depending on what the current's doing. Those were the guys that were able to get to the bottom and make the catches. We had some raging uphill current here this week. So Not much new on the halibut front. You know, a funny side note on this halibut. Yesterday, we were out rock cod fishing. One of our passengers caught a 24-pounder out there in that deep water in, like, 40 fathoms. It was a good one. Had he bought his halibut derby ticket at the counter in the morning, he would have been sitting at the top of the leaderboard. So,
whoa.
Certainly a good reminder.
I got to ask,
yeah.
Was it on the bottom or way up, way down?
No, it was on the bottom.
On the bottom.
Bottom hook.
When I was working in Ventura, I'd seen a couple of halibut caught midwater in
midwater,
800-900 feet. Guys winding up. The fact that those things travel is amazing.
Wow, that is.
They do move a lot for sure. You know, it's, you get one spot and have a good one day, and the next day that stuff's all moved out. But a lot of bait though in that rockfish zone where we've been fishing. So I'm sure that certainly has something to do with it. Pulled those fish inside there. Anyways, buy your halibut derby ticket at the counter in the morning, even if you know it's $5. What can it hurt? So
yeah.
Certainly that person was bummed. They would have been sitting pretty at the top of that leaderboard.
Yeah, no
anyway,
kidding.
That's it for us here. You know, we'll run it out through the end of the year on that rockfish. So call the landing, book a spot. Our phone number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, check us on the web at danawarf.com. And then you listeners use the code DEC for December, DEC25. That'll save you 25% on one of these half or three quarter day trips. And then a reminder that kids, up to two kids can fish free with a paid adult through the end of the month here. So
wow.
We've had lots of kids and families out on the boat. It's been good.
That's
good
fantastic.
Time.
Couple of days left on that DEC25, half, three quarter. Go to the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, and scroll down, grab that banner, the Dana Worth banner, click on it, and book that trip, DEC25. Hey, great job, Captain Brian Willie. Thank you for all the fantastic reports in 2019. We're looking for another great year in 2020 with lots of great reports from Dana Worth Sport Fishing and you. We sure appreciate what you do.
Thanks for giving us the time, and you guys have a good new year. Thanks, Pete. Mike, have a good one, guys.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Happy New Year to you. Appreciate that very much. All right. While we wait for Gundy Gunderson, I got to tell you about our website, letstalkhookup.com. We talked about it, and there's some great pictures on there. This week's photo of the week, Dane Morris, who from our Christmas Spectacular show, was the rapper. So if you want to know what the rapper looks like, that one that Tranks 400 reel is a nice picture of him with a beautiful boat fish from Sadro Sport Fishing. So check that out on the front page of our website. If you have a favorite photo you want to share with us, just send it to us at Pete@letstalkhookup.com. We'll try and get it up there for you. And in the meantime, got to tell you about the new 2020 Beal Varney CCA calendar, now available. Get it at your local tackle store like Turner's Outdoorsman, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, or fishthesurf.com, and we'll add in a Beal Varney calendar, CCA calendar today to today's day or day and a half trip on the Tribute. You're also going to get that 2020 Beal Varney calendar. Thanks to Beal for that. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones. Sam in Irvine. Good morning, Sam. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Mike, I've been on your boat many times. Great boat. Nice big boat. I like that.
Oh, thank you.
My question for you is, you know, I fished a lot of bait. You know, bait is my go-to thing, but I have so many jigs and stuff, and I rarely used them last year, but I've seen them very successful. You know, looking back on the last 3 years or so, what jigs would you take to take on a trip? Because, you know, you can go real excessive on taking gear out there.
You know
what the
flat fall has accomplished in the last 5 or 6 years is just downright amazing.
Yeah,
you have like the Colt Sniper. There are some really good jigs. I don't think there's a wrong way to fish a flat fall. It's still not my go-to. I'm a bait fisherman. I love fishing the surface iron, a lot of different things. But it's amazing. You'll get somebody to come out. You'll get a family to come out with rent rods, and they'll have a flat fall on there. And I stopped telling them not to use it because it works.
They were getting bit.
I remember like back fishing bluefin. These guys would come out and they're fishing a rent rod. They're fishing a low speed reel. They have no idea what they're doing. And I used to be like, hey man, okay, you don't want to do that. Let's go ahead and we'll put a sardine setup on, maybe a sinker rig, rubber band a sinker on it. And the guy goes, well, I've already caught two fish. Okay, well, you just keep doing whatever it is you're doing. Guys getting bit on the sink, guys getting bit in stationary and gear, winding up. Bluefin love them. There's been OPA, swordfish, everything has eaten a flat fall. So if there was one jig you had to have It'd be an assortment of flatfall sizes.
What sizes are the go-to?
Anything, really. I mean, it depends on the depth.
130 gram, 160 gram, 200 gram.
The line you're fishing. If you're fishing heavier line, yeah, you want to use a 200 grams. Yeah, something heavier.
What about more hooks on it?
Well, if there is a picture that Jeff had when he was on the old Thunderbird of a jig somebody made, and it had like 8 hooks on it. And it worked. You'd normally look at something like that and it's like, dude, don't use that. It's not going to get bit. It's not going to swim. And they had multiple cows on it. So I don't know. I'm the wrong person to ask, apparently, because I'm old school. I'd be like, okay, try to keep hooks down to a minimum. You want the thing to swim. Well, they sink like a sinker.
Yeah.
They do flutter a little bit, but apparently you can put as many hooks on as you want, and somehow they get bit.
Yeah.
The other one, the Colt Sniper, is great. We do have a passenger, a guy that owns an urchin boat up in Oxnard, Kenny Mochizuki, is old school as they can be, doesn't fish fluorocarbon, fishes a Chrome 6X Junior, and usually outfishes everybody on the boat.
On a Chrome 6X
Junior. On a Chrome 6X Junior, which...
Single hook, people, treble hook?
Single for tuna or treble, either one. But it's one of those things that most new people don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
There you go, a 6X what?
Like, Chrome 6X Junior? What's that?
Old school yellowtail fishing, yo-yo fishing, scrambled egg 6X Junior, still, I know it sounds crazy, it still gets bit.
It gets bit, yeah. There was a period there early season where that was the go-to jig.
They don't swim, in my opinion. Yeah. They spin on the way up. They look horrid, but they get bit.
They get bit.
They still work.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, Sam, do you have a great moment in 2019 that in your fishing days that you want to share?
Yeah, you know, it wasn't a stellar year for me, but my puppy was on the last drop on the new low end at the beginning of last season. I thought I was getting skunked, and I ended up landing a 70-pound, 75-pound bluefin at the last drop. So, just before they said wind them in, you know. So,
you know that.
That's all that matters. It doesn't matter if you didn't catch anything for the entire trip.
Yeah.
In the last few minutes, that's all that matters.
Fish of a lifetime, right there. Hey, Sam, thanks a lot. Happy New Year to you. Appreciate that. Let's continue our catch report. Surf guru Gundy Gunderson. Hey, Gundy, you have a great moment from your fishing in 2019 you want to share?
Boy, first about the 6X, I'll take a 6X Junior to the bank, you know what I mean? Any lure, any place, probably. I don't know, maybe a 17-pound striped bass on a pencil popper.
Sweet! That's a good one. Yeah.
Fished abutment and hit it 3 times. The lure bounced off the bridge abutment. I had to pull it away from the concrete. About 2 feet, and it blew up the 3rd time, and he was mine.
Yeah, right. That's cool. That's cool. So what's going on in the surf?
Hey, you know, not a whole lot to report with the holiday and the weather, but, you know, you got to love our surf fishermen. They're hardcore, and they go after it as soon as things clean up. And that was kind of the case at the end of the week. You know, a few of the hardcore guys, like I said, you got to just watch that water condition. And if it cleans up, you know, from brown to green is usually the sign you're headed in the right direction. And those more northern beaches didn't take as much of the brunt of this last storm and cleaned up much quicker. Down San Diego, you guys got heavy rain down there, and some of those south beaches were tough. Hook, line, sinker reported good perch fishing at the week's end there. A few limits were reported, one at Goleta, the other at Carpinteria, mostly fish around a pound. Gulp sandworms, top bait there. A few kickers to a pound and a half. Wiley's reported a few anglers ventured up to Wainimi, posted limits of barred perch on Saturday. Most fish were taken on lugworms. A few on grubs. 1 pound, 8 ounce, I think, was the top fish there. Just fishing in Redondo reported several striped bass, and this is the time of year we're taking off for most. So not big fish, 4 to 6 pounds. The guys fishing, for halibut. Got them. Crocodiles, feathered castmasters were top baits there. Big fish reported. Some croaker taking off Huntington, spotfin, yellowfin taken there yesterday on lugworms. But the water near L.A. Harbor pretty muddied up. And then Hogan's reported a few good perch catches off South Laguna there. That's a little, you know, access to deeper water. Kind of cleans up quicker, and they had a few catches there. From Oceanside South, though, a lot of rain, a lot of mud. Blue Water did report another striped bass there taking off Ponto, and that's something to consider, you know, throwing those crocodiles, the feathered Castmaster is another good one. You're fishing for halibut, but you're also fishing for striped bass. Good time of year to do that. So another great year, Pete. Just want to thank you for all the fun I have every week calling the show and giving the reports. And let's do it again in 2020.
Okay, I'm ready, Gunnian. Thank you. You do such a great job. We sure appreciate your time and efforts. And no agenda this guy's got. He just loves giving the fish report, and we very much appreciate what you do, Gundy. Happy New Year to you, and looking forward to a great 2020. Maybe you'll break that 20-pound mark on that striper this year.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Anyway.
All right. Happy New Year, Gundy. Appreciate
happy
that.
Happy New
much.
Year, everyone, and have a good fish story coming up for you.
All right. Cool, man. Thanks very much, Gundy. Appreciate that very much. Talk to you next week. Talk to you next year. Next decade. How about that? Hey, now in a minute, we'll talk to you in just a few minutes here. Stay tuned. A lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.